This week's parasha, Parashas Pinchas, starts off with HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Pinchas that Hini Noisin Loi Es Brisi Shalom, I'm giving you the present of Shalom, because in last week's parasha we had at the end of the parasha where the Yidin unfortunately did terrible Averis, Davayda Zara, Gila Arayis, and there was a Magefa, it was a plague, people were dying because of this Avera, and Zimri did an Avera with Cosby, and Pinchas saw what was going on, and he went ahead, b'mesiras nefesh mamish, he put himself in danger, and he went and he killed Zimri, and with that stopping the Magefa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that I'm so makatoiv to you, that you stopped this Magefa, you took responsibility for Klal Yisrael, and you mechap abnei Yisrael, therefore I'm giving you as bris Yisraelim. Like the Aruch Chaim writes, Pirish, sha'osa shalom ben Yisrael ben Avim Shevashmayim. Pinchas made peace between Klal Yisrael and Avim Shevashmayim by doing this kanoyis. And he released Klal Yisrael from the Malach HaMavis. Therefore, the Midik Negamidak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'zeh Yiloi Bris Shalom Ahem. You will have Shalom. You have the Bris Shalom. You have Shalom in your Kahuna. You have Kahuna. And the Aruch Chaim goes further and says, we know, Derech Remez, that the Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi, who is also Levaser in B'nai Yisrael B'Golos. I'm B'nai Yisrael B'Golos. He will, Miyat Hashem, be Mevaser Klal Yisrael about the Geula, about Mashiach coming. V'kanadiyah kosv ha'zocha l'mayla zeh, l'hoshiv leif bonim al-ovis. The Pasuk says, v'heishiv leif bonim al-ovis. The children will turn to the fathers. They'll bring Shalom. When Mashiach comes, they'll bring Shalom. Who's the one who brings the Shalom? It's Pinchas. Midah k'negah midah, because he took a chrayis for Klal Yisrael, and he took the kama of the people doing Averis, L'shem Shemayim, to break this Chil Hashem, and therefore he was Zaycha to this tremendous bracha of Shalom. You find later on in the parasha an interesting pasuk that really belongs in Parashas Korach. This pasuk really belongs in Parashas Korach. In the pasuk it says that Dosan Aviram got swallowed up by Korach, the Maisa Korach, and so did Korach, and it says, Perek Chavav, pasuk it aleph, Uvnei Korach lo yimesu. But the Bnei Korach did not die. And Rashi explains, the Bnei Korach also, by the beginning, they were part of the Eitzah of the Machlekes. Uveshasa Machlekes, Mil Machlekes, Hiru Tshuva V'Libam, they thought of Machshavas Tshuva. Lefikach, Nespat Lehem Mokim Gevoya BeGehenim VeYeshu Sham. Therefore, they opened up like a shelf in Gehenim, and that's where they sat. So it's Mashma and Rashi that they landed up in the Gehenim, landed up into that mouth in the ground, in that sinkhole in the ground. But they were left on top. They didn't go way deep in into the fire, into the Gehenim, into the abyss. They were left a little higher. And the Mepharshim of Daik, Vnei Karach Lo Yimesu, it doesn't say Vnei Karach Choyu. Like by the Meraglim, it says, Yeshua V'Kolad Choyu Me'anoshim Eile. They lived. It doesn't say Vnei Karach lived. It says Lo Yimesu. They didn't land up together with the other Balaam HaLechikis in Mamish Gehenim. They got a little higher. And the question is, what's Pshat in that? So I saw in Sefer Tam Vidas, from Moshe Sternbach, he says that the Bnei Korach did a gevaldig gezach. They did tshuva. But Lemaisa, they weren't makarv everyone else. They didn't stop the machlokes. What they should have done is, when they thought they heard a tshuva, they should have took a chrayis and gone around Gans Klal Yisrael and stopped them from the machlokes. They didn't do that. They kept it themselves. They themselves did tshuva, but they didn't schlep everyone with them. They didn't schlep Gans Klal Yisrael with them to do tshuva. They only did tshuva themselves. Therefore, midah k'neged midah, they didn't go into Gehenna with everyone else. They got their own place by themselves. They were themselves b'shas when they're alive and they're doing tshuva, and therefore when they died, when they went to Gehenna more so, they got a place for themselves. A cooler place, not so hot, but they got a place for themselves. Amida k'neged amida, for not taking a chrayis for the klal. So you see in the parasha alone, this contrast between Pinchas and the Bnei Korach. Pinchas took responsibility for Klal Yisrael. A person has to know he's not on his own. There's Gans Klal Yisrael. If someone else is doing Aver, it's Sechil Hashem, and he should be responsible for the covet of Shem Shemayim, the covet of Hashem. And that should make him feel responsible for other people, to try to makarv other people, bring other people closer to the Torah. But the Bnei Korach didn't have this, and therefore, they taka landed up in a special place, but in Gehenim. They didn't land up in Gan Eden. They got a special place in Gehenim. That's what Rashi Sternberg says. And this is in contrast to the gewaldige level that Pinchas reached by being responsible for Klal Yisrael, stopping the Agefa, taking Hashem's Nekama, bringing Shalom, and therefore he's zeichet to be Eliyahu HaNavi, who is the one who is Mavasa the Geula. Hag Shabbos.